So, Mo, what are we talking about this evening?
Oh, my God.
What are we going to talk about?
Mo, hello. What are we going to talk about tonight?
Hey, guys. It's Mo.
What are we going to talk about?
Mo, hello. What are we going to talk about tonight?
Hey, guys. It's Mo.
What are we going to talk about?
Mo, hello. What are we going to talk about tonight?
Hey, guys. It's Mo.
Hey, what's up? It's Mo. You're now listening to Mo About Nothing. Get into it.
And I'm very fun. Wink, wink.
You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, I guess I think I know what you mean.
Oh, you know what I mean.
I mean, obviously, I have some sense of what you mean.
I'm telling you to masturbate.
Oh, okay. All right.
God, I died. D-I-E died. That was the best.
Oh boy, we really need some more gas here tonight.
I bought one from Target, which was a straight, like, body pillows. You know, the long
they'll
ones.
Deflate pretty soon.
Right? So, it sucks. So, I had to buy a new one. I bought a new one off of Amazon. It's like a C pillow. Mm. Right? So, it's plush. It's literally a C, and I can wrap it all the way around my body if I choose to, right? So I can lay either way. And then I decided to put my body pillow, the long one, right in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. So I'm, like, supported on all sides. So really, nobody can get to me anyway.
Yes, you have a wall around you.
Do the gray wall trauma. The gray wall vagina. I don't have... Then I have the blanket, my own blanket. Mm-hmm. Like... It's really difficult to get to me just because.
And then that thing don't look the same after a while.
It what starts the fuck?
The shape starts changing. If you're looking at it, you probably like, you know.
What does it look? Does it look different? I want
to
see.
No. It starts opening. Like it used to be like this. Now it starts like opening up a little
really?
Bit. You know. You
does it
like,
really, Mo? I mean, I guess when you start dilating, but that's.
Oh, right. My God.
Trust me.
Mine looks the same. Because I always have to end up like masturbating Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
You gotta space it out. You be tired.
She be tired.
Yes.
Her fingers hurt.
Well, also because my schedule allows for it on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Ain't nobody in the house.
Right.
Okay.
So have you vocalized this to him?
No.
You don't have like one of those thingies, rabbits?
No one uses
or
those
squirrels.
Inexperienced women use vibrators.
I use one.
Do you really?
But I'm not inexperienced.
Okay.
I just like... no, yeah, but it's like a...
Draw a picture.
We're good
you
at that.
You good at that?
So it's like a penis, and then it has clitoral stimulation on it.
Oh, so it's like
at the
this.
Same time.
So it's like this?
Yes, but then it also has like another function that I can add on to it.
Like this?
Yep, there you go.
I'm looking at doing crips and gang signs in the... You gotta have all the places stimulated.
Yes, you do. I mean,
simultaneously, because no one else can do that. But
the thing is that you like now I don't have to do it. But it's sometimes like for me to get in a certain position, it's hard because my belly's in the way, so I can't really do it myself.
Girl,
like
you
better
do you some reverse cowboys and make him.
You better get you one of them.
Oh, not him. I'm talking about for me to do it for myself. Like,
oh,
like,
okay.
You like, got you ain't got no little
like
suction
if I
want
to do like this like. It's uncomfortable, you know, so I have to sit in a position and then be able to reach where I need to reach. So I use it for that.
What about the ones with the suction cups on it? Get you a
I got that too.
You need a shower head.
That was the first one I had. The first one, the detachable shower head. Great.
Right.
That has the great amount of water pressure on it.
Niagara Falls. It's a glacier.
My God. Like, and it's so amazing to me, like when I was younger, the fact that I learned how to like... masturbate with different things and then realizing when you watch movies and shit like comedic movies or some American Pie or something when you're like, oh my God, that's a real thing, like women actually do this for masturbation. They actually use it, these methods.
Huh? What'd he say? Man, I remember my mom found my vibrator. I was 17 years old. She found my vibrator. She told me it was gonna destroy my vagina.
She was looking
I'm
for
like,
it?
No, she was cleaning out my closets, my drawers, and stuff like that.
Why?
Yeah, okay. Because mom's a sneaky, snoopy person. Like,
my mom would be trying to do that too.
You she lying. To, thank you for cleaning my room, mom, but you was looking for
my mom used to do that type of shit.
Maybe she used to hear it buzz in the middle of the night.
Oh my God.
Hey, Monique, I was just looking. Why are you lying? Like, I hate them with corny ass lies. Just tell the truth. Mm-hmm. If you bout it, just tell the truth. Shit, why you gotta lie to your kids
right.
about what you're doing?
Because you got caught.
I remember back in the day, my brother went in my pop's drawer and found some condoms. Now, niggas know how many condoms they have. Why this nigga stole like three of my daddy condoms? I guess he was like, he ain't gonna say shit.
That's bad. But it'd be bad if your mother found out and was like, where are you?
Like, finding your toys is different than you finding their toys. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to. Well, I found
I found my grandmother's porn.
I'm done. That's why she can't cook macaroni.
I really don't think we're supposed to be talking about this.
I found my grandmother's porn. She might come in here. She'd probably be like, she'd be mad at me. But I'm just saying, I just found my grandmother's porn. It was like when I was in elementary school, middle school. I found that.
But how do you have, or maybe, okay.
It was in drawers. It was like movies and shit.
So it was a VHS tape?
Yes, VHS tapes, girl.
It had that corny music?
Yes. And it was, plus it was like all white people. Mm. Like, don't nobody want to watch that shit. This is talking about how to 40, over 40, how to have the best sex of your life.
Oh, what?
And shit like that. And then they had Painfully Pleasurable. And then it was some, that like took me out. Cause I was like, Painfully Pleasurable? No. This is like middle school, elementary school. Can you believe it? Mm. I wasn't having it. Mm-hmm. My grand, and then, you know, you just find your granddaddy just, when you find out your granddaddy's a freak.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
My granddaddy was a freak.
That's life changing.
It is life changing. But then, you know, finding my mom's toys was just like gross. I didn't want to look at that.
Did you touch them?
And we just packed, because, you know, when I was up there for Thanksgiving, she was helped me pack up some more stuff that I had left up there. And then she got a bag, and I was like, oh, no, that's my sex toys in there. And she was like, she threw it so hard, and it hit them. She broke it. She was like, oh.
Really?
Yeah. What? You did that shit on purpose.
What?
Telling the sex toys.
No, I didn't.
Grandma, no, don't touch that. They're my dildos.
I just said, oh, my sex toys are in there.
You gonna spill the KY jelly. Right.
She broke it. Like, the batteries that fell out. I look in the back, I said, damn, you don't have to throw it that hard.
Right.
Shit.
I miss.
But, yeah, that's it. But being as big as I am at capacity,
you're not that big. I mean, you had like, you damn 400 pounds.
Okay, well, maybe.
You need one of them sticks that the big folks use to
maybe I'm not that, but I feel like I'm at capacity. I feel like there's nowhere else that I can go, literally. So it makes it difficult because I still get, I'm horny as fuck all the time.
So tell them to hit it from the back. You just get on your hands and knees.
I can't.
Why you can't?
Well, I have to give me a.
No, you don't lay pillow. Don't lay on your stomach.
I'm not laying on my stomach, but you're not pregnant, so you don't know.
Look, I've had sex with a lot of pregnant women.
At least three times.
At least three times.
That's fine.
Lean over this sofa right here.
maybe he just needs to get more creative.
Act like you're
drinking. I guess maybe so.
Act like you're drinking out of water fountain.
Maybe I just lay on my right side. Bro,
just like you're drinking out of water fountain.
Yeah, maybe lay on my right side.
We call this the water fountain.
And so I'm not even looking at
that. Oh, man, you bought your new Jehuzet.
Look at that. My hand fits right around it.
Look at that.
That's my
chest. How much was that, man? Talking about.
Like 20 bucks.
Talking about Justin.
Look at this. This is beautiful.
Baby Justin has a new.
His hookah.
Oh, baby, pass me the hookah.
Pass me the hookah. Baby Justin has a whole new hookah thing, y'all.
Oh,
this?
Nah, I do.
So he's trying to be lit. What?
You can freeze that.
Shut the fuck
you
up.
You can freeze it.
What's up? So I hope you're going to have a list of stuff we need to go get after you're testing all this shit.
I'm testing all this shit out, bro.
For what?
For our business.
Yo, pass me this in the club, and I'm definitely down. Yeah, I'm definitely down. Does it glow in the dark?
It might. I'll be trying to be like everybody in Atlanta be on hookah. Literally. It's like hookah lifestyle.
Yeah, I can't take none of that shit.
It's just like, that is the life.
All you gotta do is rent you a little room, a little office somewhere, and just have folks come in and smoke hookah.
Like, that is the day. People be like, oh, you wanna go smoke hookah? No, nigga, but, want a small coconut.
Why not?
But you realize like that's for real. Like
that's.
The I mean, that's the move for y'all. I just don't. My chest, literally. I want to keep my lungs. That's like 40 cigarettes at once.
No, it's not. First of all, that's all fake. That's fake news.
Is it?
Yes. Is it fake news?
Is it? Did you do your research before you did?
Yeah. This isn't made with all the chemicals.
Okay, so I said something like that, and I was talking to this chick. She actually was a one of them. She worked for Marlboro for years. There's no nicotine in this. It's straight tobacco.
Well, cigarettes have nicotine. The cigarette companies told us that they don't kill us either. No.
And the cigarettes have chemicals in it as well. That's straight tobacco.
Straight tobacco.
No, and sometimes it's not even tobacco.
Actually, it's tobacco and molasses.
Molasses.
So no, it's not.
You can't get popcorn lung from this?
What is popcorn?
Popcorn lung is different from when you smoke cigarettes, and it looks different. Mm-hmm. Your airway is actually, it looks like it's like constricted a little bit tighter than a cigarette smoker.
So I don't smoke it very long. So I'm not gonna
look at his eyebrows. I don't.
I'm here to help you kill yourself.
Okay. All right.
I'm going home.
Smoke up. Would you like another flavor?
Exactly.
Put a lung on a palate.
Would you like another coal on that? This coal is from North Korea.
That's bad.
Have more.
Yeah. I guess.
Everyone's smoking hookah nowadays, though.
I mean.
But the little personal, the little.
The vapes.
Those are.
Vapes give you popcorn lung.
People be looking like they tired when they smoke vapes. Like cigarettes. They look almost look like it's cigarettes. No. Yeah, cigarettes. Then I think it's vapes. They have like the
I don't understand why you would vape if it's not marijuana. There's no reason for you to be vaping unless it's marijuana. Seriously.
They're getting off cigarettes, so they're trying to wean themselves off. They need that.
This is one dude, he got one at work, he should be sitting on the table.
But I thought it was like the nicotine that they wanted.
No.
Well, nicotine only stays in your body for maybe 24 hours.
Some of the vapes, the liquid will have a little nicotine.
Yeah. A little bit. Not enough to stop your cravings. He probably got patches and he's smoking.
This is true. I've seen it.
Yeah, people do be having patches and still smoking. Listen.
I feel sorry if anybody's still smoking.
Cigarettes?
Yes. My homeboy at work, he smoke. He a black dude. I'm like, dude, you still smoking cigarettes, man. It's 2017.
It's 2018.
About to be 2018.
Right. And in a few weeks.
And you still around here. And
y'all know his resolution for New Year? He might quit.
Still fucking stink. Like, you just stink. I don't understand. You stink. Your house stinks. My granddaddy smoked for years. And when I tell you that he smoked in one room, my grandmother had to get rid of the carpet in the house.
Really?
For us. Because I can't tolerate it. Like, the cigarette smoke is horrific.
And then them little white ladies be smoking, and then they wear like a ton of cologne or perfume trying to
on
cover
top
up the
of
smell.
It.
And chew gum.
Like, that's not how
and
it
you
works.
Know, to me, it's like, what's that dude's name off of Charlie Brown?
Pigpen.
Yes. That's what it feels like to me. Like, the dirt that he carries with him, that's what I feel like. It's just perfume on top of dirt, on top of cigarettes. Yeah. No, but yeah, my granddaddy did all that smoking. The room it's in there, he passed away, but so we cleaned out his room because my grandmother and him had two separate rooms because he had that smoke. Mm-hmm. Cleaned out his room, you take pictures down off the walls. There was a literal marks of the pictures. We had to scrub down the walls.
Yeah.
We had to take stuff out of there because everything, the mirrors, everything was clouded with like cigarette smoke. And it got to a point where they had to clean it because we moved back in, but we slept in the room. But I was getting nosebleeds, literally, because of the smoke, the residue that he had left behind. Listen. Ugh.
How old was he when he passed?
He just died. He was like 60. He was 10 years younger than my grandmother. 9 years younger than my grandmother.
He was 60-something?
That's young.
My grandmother, it was 2 years ago. So my grandmother was 72, so he was 9 years younger than that.
How about this? How about a pack?
Was it 63? I would say that.
9 years younger. Damn.
He's 9 years younger than my grandmother.
That's young.
A pack of cigarettes in New York. Guess how much it costs?
$10.
$10.
$13.
For a pack?
For a pack. Could you imagine somebody asking you, hey man, can I get a square?
Nigga, no!
$2 plus tax.
$2. The fuck? You know a dozen of donuts costs like $12.
What? Man. We just sell them motherfuckers for $3 at the
New York?
Trump.
Yes.
Or New York, period.
No, in New York. In Las Vegas. Them donuts is fuck. Krispy Kreme. Do you know a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts? Do you eat a Krispy Kreme?
I've bought them before.
We used to buy them at our school
like
and sell
$7.
Them.
Yeah.
We used to sell them. Fundraising. You never did that before?
No.
So you get we get
yeah, we did that too. So one at a time for like 50 cents or
no, no, no. We used to sell boxes.
They would order boxes. Them.
We order them.
Mm-hmm. We our booster club sold
how
the boxes.
How much is a time in a box? 12?
Yeah, 12 in a box.
Yeah, a dozen. Yeah.
Yeah,
sometimes you get 6 in a box.
You can get 6 in a box.
So we used to buy them for 3, and sell them for like 6. So we used to double our money.
Right.
So, but they used to tear the motherfuckers up.
Them things are so good.
Especially when they're warm.
Krispy
Kreme.
Well,
they wouldn't be warm.
I don't care. Krispy Kreme, warm or cold, to me is good. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even have time for that. But, like, I grew up next to Krispy Kreme. Mm-hmm. I don't, it's down the street from my grandmother's house. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's the only donut place. $4. Yeah.
So $25.99, $4, selling for $8. So yeah, we used to hook
that's
them motherfuckers.
But how much does it cost?
So you take orders.
How much does it cost for a dozen of Krispy Kreme?
That's
regularly?
It.
At the store.
$4.
Oh, at the store.
Down at yeah, right there.
Jesus.
So
gotta love mm-hmm. food.
$7.99
original glaze. Yep. $7.99
When I lived in Midtown, if I passed by on Ponce,
yeah.
and that sign was on,
ooh.
I double right back.
Hot.
Before I got to my building, I got an orange juice with it too.
Ooh,
to my
yes.
Six of them were gone.
I love orange juice.
Six
orange juice and Krispy
yes.
donut.
Yes, ooh. Orange juice and milk. No
yes.
matter. You need water.
Water and yeah, that's a lot of sugar.
Yeah, that's what we used to do back in the day. Take orders, get everybody the money, and then go and get them.
$600 is $3.
We ain't selling me.
That's the wholesale. Yeah, that's the wholesale price.
Damn.
I love Krispy Kreme donuts.
So let's see.
They'd be like,
much.
No, we like, what's it?
So one
ooh,
donut.
Apple fritter. Yeah. Look at me.
You hungry.
Hold on. So one donut has 190 calories.
Times 12. 2,200, 2,280. That's how many calories you would eat with one box. And we used to eat like 2 or 3 boxes.
Shut up.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Talk finishing. About diabetes.
I'm still thinking about how come we didn't get diabetes.
Look at this shit. The dark chocolate donut, 400 calories.
The apple cruelers. Fritter,
$3.90.
That's
hold on,
right
where
there.
Is? Well, I'm looking for my favorite donut.
The crueler?
No, the blueberry cake. It was back that way.
The power blueberry. Where's it at?
Right there. Yep, you had it up, over to the right.
To the right, the glazed blueberry.
Yep, that's 370. I be turning them things up.
How many do you eat?
At least 4 or 5. You can't just have one donut.
1,800 calories.
Damn, that's your whole calorie intake for the whole day.
How many did you say? 5. I don't eat 5 donuts.
You can't just have 1 or 2 of them things.
Yep.
Because one goes
the original
two,
glaze. The original glaze is like when I might have 5.
Yeah, I do 6 at a time.
Yeah.
Because they go down quick. They
do.
Dunk,
they go down quick.
Dunkin' Donuts is bready. They ain't
so,
bready.
Do y'all know anything about what is it? Weight Watchers.
Mm-hmm. The points.
Yeah, the points.
How
system.
Many points?
Your points are gone. So,
look. 2 points. That was with the Sex and the City
my
episode.
My ex-wife did Weight Watchers for a while, right? So she did the little point system, whatever. So she wanted some Oreo cookies. Now, Oreo cookies, 1 point a piece. She fucked around and ate.
The whole thing?
She ate about 15 cookies one day.
She
15 points. She ate that shit like 30 minutes, right?
That's fair.
So she only had like 5 points.
Left. She had to eat some rice.
White rice, no butter.
So
oh, my God. I would have been, too. Do you know what else so I funny. Eat? Them Fig Newtons. I eat the strawberry flavor Fig Newtons. Them things are like 150 calories per one cookie. And do you know they like this small?
Mm-hmm.
One cookie.
It's barely any cookie. It's more
those
Newton.
Are good, though.
The strawberry Fig Newtons. I will eat a whole box of those in one day.
No, that's 279.
Oh, I like figs. I just don't like Fig Newtons.
That's Fig Newtons.
Fig
nutrition.
So, a common fig?
Not nutrition.
Fig Newton.
There you go.
That's 110 calories.
For how many, though?
For one.
Not the strawberry ones. You just did regular. The strawberry.
It's going to be less. 90 calories. 100 calories.
Ooh!
She got saved.
Yeah.
100 calories for one cookie.
But that's just like when people eat a bag of chips. A serving size is 12 chips.
You know, let me tell you. I had this discussion with one of my team members about that. She goes, I'm only going to eat 2. How much is the serving size, though? The serving size is 2. You double all the calories you just ate. Yeah.
Listen.
You ain't ate them seven serving sizes.
It's so hard. 120
calories.
It's so hard for me to eat. Like, look, I just want to eat clean, and it's so hard for me to eat clean.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
We started being vegetarians at the beginning of the year.
Man, I need to anyway.
Morningstar.
I did it for a year, and I gained.
I used to eat crumbles. I used to eat those soy crumbles, Morningstar. I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to make them.
The thing is if you're gonna do that, if you're gonna be vegetarian, because a lot of big people are vegetarians that do that. You got to exercise.
Yeah, you do.
You can't just eat and be like, "Ooh, I feel good."
Because you know, soy is really not that good for you.
Not good for women. Yeah.
No, it has too much estrogen. Mm-hmm. It's man made. Like most shit is, but everybody thinks that soy, all that tofu and shit that they be eating is supposed to be good because it's protein or whatever. They say
salt.
It's not.
Yeah,
it's really not.
Yeah.
The best way to fucking lose weight or be healthy is to just eat what you grow.
Yeah, that's true.
Make the food yourself. Mm-hmm. Eat what you grow. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's hard to do. Like growing your own shit. But that's how people live long. I want to be 50 looking like I'm
35.
30.
Like my mom's 60, 65 now.
Vegetarian. My granny, I don't understand.
Really?
All because of her.
All her life.
My granny's 74 and she ain't been vegetarian. My granny just still be saving bacon grease.
Saving bacon grease.
74, she didn't outlive all of her husbands. Mm. I love them.
Because she probably been feeding them that bacon grease. Let them smoke cigarettes in the room by themselves.
And then she a whole different meal.
She used to smoke. No, she used to smoke. Mm-hmm. And her lips used to be so black. And she used to have them open face golds right here. My grandmother.
Yes, grandma.
Open face.
Oh, my granny had open face golds.
My granny used to do all that shit. But she stopped. And she stopped when I think my cousin was born. And then that was in the 80s. And then it was me, but now she's like kicking. All of my granny and her siblings are living.
Really?
All of them. I mean, that's how it is, but you don't really hear that anymore, right? All they're living, and then the spouses are the ones that's passing away.
Because they be feeding.
Because they probably work so hard to pass them checks to. All right, here go the check. I'm going to be in a room.
They probably Satan incarnate. That's why.
My winter room just can't do shit but smoke.
Hold on, is this the first dry? podcast we've had.
What do you mean?
Nah, Mo don't drink. Ross be getting drunk till not her.
Wait a minute. Right. I do drink.
Every time I ride over here, Ross, I'm like, I'm not gonna drink. I drink. Don't have a drink.
Because last week she drank and it was like, she was like, I'm not gonna drink. And then she was like, yeah, I'm gonna drink. And then it was, you don't have no drinks?
Me?
It's small.
I mean, I had, before I came, I had some wine, like some red.
Yeah, some red sweet wine. You know?
I'm trying.
Is it? You got some sweet wine this week.
It's a big bottle.
You
so
want
if
some?
I open it, y'all finna.
Oh, that won't happen. What? If you open it, I ain't gonna drink it all.
You not?
No, I'm saying
I can't. I can't have a lot. So you
can't have any. Not now.
Yes, I can.
No.
You want to look up everything else? Look
it
up. What? I want y'all. Everybody. If I have any people in my listeners, in my listening scope, that know about pregnancy, mm-hmm. y'all tell me. You can Google the shit right now, actually.
Well, for me, I just go by what people tell me, and I just say no.
But I told you yes, though. What you
mean? So,
what you mean?
I don't have a lot of pregnant friends.
I figured.
I only have one, besides you, one pregnant friend that I was there when she was pregnant. So I was there from beginning to end, you know.
I bought that when the snow, it started to snow. And I said,
he wanted to stock up. He got the double back.
You thought she was going to be in here for a while?
I didn't even open that shit. I slept so much.
I did too. It was ridiculous.
I got home Friday. That's why I drank me one. I had the rest of that Jack. And by that much, you wouldn't even a whole lot. And a little Coke. And I drank it. And
that
I laid down.
They called me at 11:57 talking about school's closing at 12.
Oh shit!
I said, "What the fuck?"
Yeah. They on the bus. He on the bus.
Nah, yeah, I had to pick him up. But they said they did send the kids on the bus talking about, please be prepared to be at your children's bus stop. Do you know these people had to, like, there was work, like, how long it took them? I know I didn't go to work that day. Mm-hmm. So I was off anyway, but they closed the office at 1. Mm. So they closed up. They waited too long, but it still said some people said it took them 3 hours to get home.
You had to get up and clean off your sex toys.
I was asleep.
Was it on a Monday?
It was Friday.
She didn't get it in that day.
No, because, you know, I took that day off and I thought I was just going to be asleep and then wake up and then masturbate and then go back to sleep. But mm-hmm. it didn't happen because at 11:57, they was just like, bitch, come get your child.
Put the toys up.
Come get your babies. You need to stop playing.
Yes, please.
That shit was crazy, though. I laid down and woke up like 7 hours later. What the fuck was going on?
The column we're talking about, it's snowing. It's definitely snowing. I looked outside and said, God damn, it is snowing.
I didn't know either. And then I did not know. I had like a couple of texts. I'm like, want me to come over and get snowed in with you? Oh. I'm so glad I was sleeping.
That's awesome.
No. That's so funny.
People do that stuff.
Yes, they do that. Right.
They'll make that way.
You know they do that.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh.
Oh. Don't nobody got time for that.
Because, hey, I guarantee you, it's 9 months from now at my job. I guarantee you it's going to be just full of pregnant women everywhere.
Mm. You think so?
It was last time the snowstorm happened. That's what happened. All them white women have
this tastes like communion wine. I swear. Yeah,
it's sweet, ain't it? It's good.
It tastes like communion wine. Yeah. Have you ever done communion and try not to like shoot it back like that? Because you know, they know you when you go out and you take shots.
Wait a minute.
I would have drank that whole bottle if I opened it up.
Oh my God, this would give me the bubble guts.
So, stop flying it in my face. Mm. Justin, was you snowed in by yourself?
What happened? Actually, no. I stayed there. I wasn't snowed in.
Yeah, no.
I was actually out driving. Man. I was out working.
I had to work too.
I was out working. I do Lyft to make extra cash, and I was out.
Really?
Get people home.
Did you get like? I know the fares were increased because one of my team members was like, "It's gonna take her
650% at one point."
What day you do Lyft?
Every day.
Because I need to be in your area. Because I'm going to have to start getting lifted to take me to work and home. Because I can't drive. My belly's touching the steering wheel.
Which is back to seat up.
Seat go back.
Her legs
don't
extend.
But my legs are short.
And her arms don't extend.
It's basically block. Put the platform shoes. The
shoes. And plus, I need support on my back. Mm.
Yeah, you might want to do
How
that.
How about you just tell your doc you need bed rest? That's what you tell him.
No. Why? I want all my days.
Every last one.
Every last drop a day that I get for maternity leave. 12 weeks. I'm off. Don't ask me for shit. 12 weeks. 12 weeks. Y'all might see me.
Oh, damn. This does sound like communion wine.
I told you.
Y'all want me to pray right quick?
I know it was the blood.
I think you can have some.
I think you can have some of it. Stop.
Well.
Now everybody, we're gonna start from the first and let the ushers guide you mm-hmm. down the aisle. Mm-hmm. We'll start from the ends and then mm-hmm. bring it on the inside.
I used to hate that communion, man. Communion's okay.
Everybody bow your heads. If they're gonna
do communion real quick, let's go ahead and do it. But then they'd be like, you know what? I feel a spirit today. Let's do we got those pans downstairs? We're gonna go ahead and wash feet today. I'm like, oh
really? Oh y'all wash? Okay, we don't wash.
Yeah,
feet.
We wash feet. Oh no. No. Oh, so y'all didn't do it before.
No, like, it was just quick. Yeah, but then when they say we're finna wash feet, too, I'm like, oh, my God, I hate this place.
Oh, no. No, we knew at our church, if we have a communion, we wash our feet.
Well, sometimes they just, when he felt the spirit, he wanted everybody to wash feet, too.
Oh, we wash feet.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Every church I went to, we wash feet no matter what.
I'm Baptist, so I don't know anything about
washing feet.
Y'all ain't never had your feet washed?
No. I feel like I want to get my feet washed. It wasn't that, because it was
women washing women's feet.
Okay.
It was supposed to be symbolizing when Christ washed his disciples' feet. Humbling experience. Mm-hmm. So,
but what about who washed Jesus' feet?
It was a whore that washed his
feet. Yeah, whore washes. Was it Mary Magdalene or whatever?
I don't know the person's name. Y'all just talking about it was a whore?
Mary the whore.
Mary the whore.
But it was
a whore that washed his feet. Damn.
You brought back some memories. Yeah, we used to wash feet before communion.
Yeah.
But the worst thing was when you paired up, like you try to get Like your friend, like, I got you, bro.
No, this old man with his crispy feet. Yeah, old man with his traumatizing.
Because
traumatizing.
If I watch my homeboy feet, I'm not touching your feet. I'm going to sprinkle some water on top. Sprinkle some on top. But the old guys, they want to get in your toes.
Give you your paper towel so you can wipe your own feet off. Ain't finna wash your thing, bro.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
The old guys, they take their shoes off. They're like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. This is real humbling.
So they took advantage of that.
And then you know something about me, washed. Like I got this little boy washing my feet.
Hey, don't do that, BT. I know. Don't do that.
I don't want to go to your church now.
Don't do that. It wasn't like
that. He don't go to that. That's why he don't go to church no more.
It wasn't like that.
Well, us Baptist folks, we don't wash feet.
So they say something about some foot wash. No, there you go. I'm out.
An extended listen, bathroom
I had a church experience I had a church experience, and I was, like, afraid to leave. The church was literally the size of this living room.
Oh, I hate them, too. I hate them, too.
And, you know, they was, like, for real, it was just too much for me. And I was like, I got to go. And then my friend talking about the pastor said she would like for you not to leave because you could miss out on your blessing. Mm-hmm. I said, listen. My blessing was food. It was that Waffle House that I got. I'm fucking pregnant. I don't have time to be in church.
While you was... The first time or now?
What?
It happened like
no,
recently?
It happened recently.
Oh my God.
It happened a couple of months ago. So when I went to my friend's church and I was hungry as fuck because I had ate before. Mm-hmm. But when church go to 3 o'clock and you get there at 9, what? I mean, I'm not getting paid for this.
No. You get time and a half.
What the fuck? No. I'm fucking hungry.
The Bible studies at folks' houses would got me. Mm. I went on my auntie's house and she Pentecostal. I was in the back room and I was asleep. Mm. Right, I wake up trying to get out that back room. I opened the door. You heard a whole bunch of folks clapping and praising the Lord. I'm like, oh my God, I'm stuck.
It's the rapture.
Where was this?
This was in Birmingham.
Y'all ever had worship grown?
Oh yeah, man, we used to do that mess all the time.
What is it?
Worship every morning. Crack of dawn.
Come on, let's pray. Let's read about the book. Read, sit there, read the damn read the devotional.
Read the devotional.
My godparents did that.
Sing some hymns. Pray.
Every
crack,
morning?
Crack. My mom was religious about it.
And it wasn't every morning for us, but we used to do it.
Does she still do it?
Nah, because she's by herself now.
But does she do it by herself?
I'm sure she prays all the time, yeah. But my cousins were the worst because
my uncle
would break out the
guitar.
Oh my God.
I just be wondering, like, if y'all's mamas, like, look at y'all and be like, what the fuck did I, like.
Oh, they know. I, every time I'm with them, like, I was with them a couple of weeks ago, I tell them up. Remember y'all made us do this? And they don't remember none of it.
Oh, yeah.
They
really?
Remember nothing.
Oh, yeah. Really? They got amnesia.
They don't remember nothing. I don't remember doing that.
They don't remember me being half asleep praying. Falling asleep because I can't.
None of that.
I can't wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Have no worship,
man. Because I know at Thanksgiving I was ready to. They said with this long ass prayer, and I was looking like it because I was standing up. I wasn't sitting down or nothing. I'm just like, damn. Why are we still doing this? Like,
yeah. I used to tell
my mama be like, "Good God, good meat, good food. Let's eat." That's the prayer my mama said.
I'm the asshole now. Go anywhere, I forget it. I'm just starting to eat. Everybody
looking around like, oh my God, you are so disrespectful.
BT on purposely forgets his religion. On purpose.
On purpose.
I ain't praying over this.
On purpose.
God knows my heart. He said on purpose.
I told my mom last weekend. I said, yeah, I had to stop going to my damn therapist. She wanted to pray with me all the damn time.
You did say.
You did say.
I did tell her that. I said, I don't know. I don't want to do this. Wow. I keep telling you. Over and over again, I'm not here for that.
But what if Jesus is sending you a message and saying you need to pray?
Stop.
Pray about it.
You can tell him Jesus to stop.
First of all.
I'm curious.
First of all.
I think she was dead serious. Oh, so you going to tell Jesus to stop, nigga? Like, you going to tell Jesus to
I'm
stop?
I'm like, what the look, fuck?
I don't really look.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, that's a sound bite. You gonna tell Jesus to stop?
Oh my gosh, she got so mad so quick because she was like, you gonna tell Jesus to stop?
Hey. She in church every week. She just did not understand somebody be like, look, no, I don't want to pray right now. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna use that with some girls.
Because I hate that. Listen, because
don't force me to pray. I don't want to do that. No, I don't want to do
but
that.
But I hate when niggas try to use, like, Jesus when it's convenient for them.
Yeah.
That is what I hate. Oh my God.
I'm gonna start doing that.
I can't keep it up
in the midst of it. And they stop because... me like, I'm like, girl, you stopping? You gonna tell Jesus to stop?
Would you tell Jesus to stop?
I'm in a box now.
You gonna tell Jesus to stop?
So, ooh, I like my fake boyfriend. Like, when we talk about...
Not listen, my fake boyfriend.
Listen. She's so disrespectful. Well, wait, when the kids pray, when they pray, then you know the kids be rushing through their prayers. They be like...
Or they take forever.
The kids, and then they be like, I guess they try to do it as a race, especially makes me like, now let me down to the bread.
You be like, what you say?
You try to do it fast, and he be like, you rush to your prayer, Jesus gonna rush to your blessing. Don't ask God for nothing. I be like looking at him like, nigga.
Like, oh no. Like, oh, when they say their grace all fast.
Yes. He be like, Mason be like, God is great.
But you know what? It's funny.
And he looks, because they do it as a race. They race. You know, kids race for everything. Right. So they don't really understand. They just say it and not understand the meaning behind it.
I remember I went to what's his name house for that Friendsgiving thing. And they were like, who going to pray? Brian, you going to pray? No.
Don't.
I don't even
like, know how to pray. I thought this was Friendsgiving.
I don't even know how to pray. So,
I thought this was non-denominational.
But you know who prayed? And I'm like, this nigga, I can't stand this motherfucker. Doug, always the best at shit.
Aww, no, Doug, yeah.
Like, y'all bow your heads, motherfuckers.
I thought Doug was a damn pastor. I'm like,
y'all bow your heads.
Like, oh, my
like
God.
He was going to start walking around with the microphone and stuff.
And
take it off the stage. Look.
And Jesus said
and that. When I said
want to thank him for the turkey. Who prepared the turkey in the crowd? Let me come to you. What are you thankful for? Lord, amen.
Did y'all see
who,
that?
Who prepared the turkey?
Who prepared the turkey?
God got a word for you today.
Come to the front.
Stand out. God wanted to.
This turkey
he told me
out.
Something about you. He told me something for somebody in this place today. If it's somebody in this place today.
Look, then after he get all hype, he be yelling stuff. The doors of the church are open.
If there's somebody in this place, the doors are open now. Please come forward. If the doors are open now,
I find that a very,
if you have something that you would like to say, please come forward.
I find the benediction to be a very funny part. Talking about the doors are open. Mm-hmm. I look back and it's all the doors. You can't go nowhere.
You can't get out.
You be like, hold on
you
now.
You can't leave. You can't leave.
The doors of the church are open.
Us is at the doors like, no, you can't go. I gotta pee.
Yeah.
Like, I wish you would try to tell me I can't go during the benediction.
And they stop you too. You can't eat. I'm good. You can't eat in church.
Like, this is called kidnapping.
It's assault, brother.
Did y'all see that boy who was in his room preaching? Then his dad opened the door, told him what he needed to go and take out. You need to go take out the trash.
Oh my God, no! But that's what I'm saying. Like, I hate. I'm talking about like real men that really try to use God as like what God told me. That you was for me, but then they act like fuck niggas. I hate that.
Oh my God. He sent you to me.
Did he? Did he send me to get my fucking heart broken?
Exactly.
Maybe there's a blessing in your heart being
broken. That's a lesson. The lesson is I can't listen to everybody talking about Jesus. Right. God damn.
Your immune system.
Shit. I want to talk about Jesus. I'm over here thinking that he's different because he's over talking about Jesus while all these other niggas talking about, come a little girl. Spring here. Tell me something that you're gonna like to hear. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit. This nigga talking about, you know what? Jesus came to me. And
they do not be saying that for real. Are you serious?
That ass.
Yes.
Really?
Like, that, like,
I thought she was joking.
No. Men be out here really telling you that you are the one for them because Jesus, like Jesus and God.
Yeah, it's three of them, just so you know.
Is it three?
Yeah, God. It's God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So it's three.
And I'll just be like, okay, who?
The Blessed Trinity.
He said God's first and last name, God.
The
middle
first.
Name, the.
The Father. Father.
Son.
The Son. And the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Ghost.
The Son, talking about Junior?
Jesus Junior?
It's God Junior and
Can
the
you
Holy
imagine
Ghost.
If God the third. Jesus Junior? God the third.
Hey, they may have been. You know, Jesus might have been
in the streets. I doubt it. Wasn't he? No, he went in the streets.
I'm tired of you, Justin.
He was in the streets blessing people. He wasn't blessing people.
You know, he said, you going to stop Jesus?
Be fruitful. He so said, go, be fruitful.
You going to stop Jesus?
That's what he said.
But you know, some people cannot joke about that at all. They just get complete, like,
so this is the disclaimer, because before, I'm going to say the disclaimer before the podcast, we do talk about religion in this episode. So if you are sensitive, please don't
turn off.
Please don't listen.
Pipe down.
But, like, this one chick, she was so into religion, you couldn't joke about it at all.
Listen. I'm
like, yeah, it just like,
people be ready to fight you.
Yes.
Oh, if you say something that they don't agree with.
I love it when I find out somebody's really religious and they be like, let's pray. You finna start talking to yourself? I'm finna go another room while you talk to yourself, okay?
Hey, that's the reason I can take BT to my family's Thanksgiving in Jacksonville. Because they have no religion. I said BT fit right in with them.
Let me know when you finish, okay?
Had my family religious, I'd be like, nah, BT, we can't go down there.
I'll be right here.
You can't kick with them for Thanksgiving.
Oh,
let people be ready to fight you if you tell them anything. Like, I be sitting on the internet all the time. Don't let me get in a conversation with somebody about the Bible.
Oh, they had a question on that group the other day about that. And that kind of clowned on them.
What?
About the religion thing. Could you date somebody that was really religious? Some shit like that. I'm like, nope. Sure couldn't.
And then people probably mad. People's probably mad. Like, why not?
I mean, ideally for me, I would want my significant other to go to church because that's what I do.
I mean, I guess you would have to like find some similar things. But that to me is just like me being
that's
like
a deal breaker.
My man being Muslim and me being Christian.
For sure.
Like, and if we're able to still have kids and still go through our daily life, and then he goes to his family and does what he does. Like, if he doesn't celebrate birthdays or something like that, would it really take a toll on me? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that thinking, like, if I can't date somebody because of their religious beliefs, I don't know, because faith is just like, I believe in me.
But mm-hmm. like that Jewish,
that's
got,
what I believe
they
in.
Got a Jewish Tinder, and it's only for Jewish people. Mm-hmm. Like, Jewish people,
they're
going to marry Jews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they go hard.
If they
some
do
don't.
Marry you, you have to get...
Some don't, but there's been, what, like five?
Mm-hmm.
Five
but you have to get... You have to actually go into the faith, though.
Convert, yeah.
Convert.
Well, not all of them.
Not all of them.
I watched the show.
I said it's been like five.
I watched the show, Shaws of Sunset. The Shaws of Sunset. And one of the dudes married a girl, and she converted because she wanted to. He wasn't even really into it that much.
They be having money. Ooh, look at titties.
What you talking about? I'm
not what I'm looking for.
We over here looking for religion with titties.
Yeah, that's what
titties
I'm
are religious.
I'm looking for that.
Nah, but you gotta be able to joke about God. I really believe Jesus got sense of humor. I think God has sense of humor.
I think for you would have to joke about God.
I mean,
God,
he used to kill a lot of motherfuckers. So I don't know if he really got, you know.
Nah, I mean, patience and sense of humor is two different things.
I mean, according.
Here it is.
According.
You've been dating someone for a couple of months, and he/she asked if the two of you can start praying together. How would it make you feel? That's what I put on here.
I mean,
cringe at the thought of it.
Oh, no. You are
probably not gonna be compatible with a religious person.
So if a girl, not too religious, but every time I go out to eat, she, you know, she
I know
pray.
She faking. I know she faking. She's just trying to put up a front. Like, okay, this is what I'm going to do.
How you know?
If she ain't really religious, especially if like got through tan her ass up, now we finna go and she want to pray.
I mean,
to eat.
I mean,
I thought about that too.
I'll be
like,
praying for my food.
I'm like, you can't,
when
you
I
can't,
go out, but yet
you can't be
having
premarital sex talking about some you.
Well, we
why
all
not?
Sin and fall short
because
of the glory.
Wait a minute, oh, because
you cannot premeditate your sins and think God gonna be like,
because
oh,
wait
it's
a minute,
because
cool. I
it's
do.
Cool.
Wait a minute, I pray for my food, but yet I still be getting my back broken. I just don't understand, like,
but why? And then you pray,
and I also pray during other times or meditate or whatever you call it.
Jesus, Lord, please let him have enough money on his ATM to pay for this movie. Amen.
Amen. I don't want to have to pay for this meal, but I probably could.
And then Lord,
and I teach
that.
Mason to say his grace before his meal. Just
what
say,
does he say?
Just, now, you know, he does the easy kid prayer. Like,
not the easy kid.
God is great. God is good. And we thank him for our food.
It's actually God is grace, right? I thought it was God is grace.
Oh, my God.
I'm asking a question.
I'm talking about both of you.
I don't know what it is.
God is great. God is good.
You
and we thank him for our food.
God is grace.
I say God is great.
I say God is grace.
and we thank him for our food. Amen. That's what the prayer that I was taught when I was younger. Mm-hmm. But now it's like more of like, you know, just bless the parents that prepared our food. Make sure that it's for it nourishes our bodies. Amen. Man, like, I great. Right.
I was right.
At least, like, meditate over the food. It's because great. You never know. Because, you know, God is great. God is grace.
I said grace.
I mean, it make you can say grace. It makes sense.
You can say whatever the fuck you want to say for
you
real.
You really can.
Just talking to yourself.
Right.
I said thank you, Lord, for this food.
You know what?
It's delicious.
Thank you for this food that we are about to receive for the nourishment of our bodies. And please bless the hands that prepared the food.
When I hear people give them bland, staple type, you know,
yeah, they memorize a long
time
ago.
I'm like, because when I was raised, I couldn't say the same prayer. My mom be like, hey.
That's child abuse.
My mom be like, yo, day wasn't the same. Don't be having the same discussion
right.
with God.
I mean, I actually kind of agree, but it's just like. Because
you want to get it done.
Yeah, you want to hurry up and get it done.
Oh, my God.
Lord, please help mama to wash off that chicken in the sink. Hope she didn't have no broccoli beside it when she was washing it.
We all get salmonella
dipping on the cutting board.
Hope she changed the grease out for you. Fried it.
Hey, but you know, at that point, it's too late. It's already been done. Food's already been cooked.
You tried it.
I want a potato.
Why are you taking it back?
I want a potato. I want a potato.
Greens, beans.
I hope this ain't no Jiffy.
Jiffy cornbread good.
It's cake, honey. It's cake. It's
good. I wanted Hawaiian bread.
It depends
bread.
On how many eggs you put in it.
Oh, shit.
Oh. See what I say, BT?
Somebody ate up all the ranch dressing.
He actively defies the religion he was brought up on. He actively defies
all
religion.
We know. He's a jerk. I know,
to church.
I know people.
That's what I said. What I said.
We don't care about what you said. You said it right now. No, we don't.
For the community experience.
That's what I go to church for. Community. Mm. That's it. Not theology. Because theology is flawed.
Okay, everything's flawed.
Everything's flawed.
Not Jesus.
Jesus ain't flawed.
His name is Yahweh.
Yah. Allah. Mm-hmm. Yahweh.
Ain't that the dude, the rapper?
Who, Allah?
No, Yahweh.
Yeah,
his birthday today.
Ooh, excuse me. There's a rapper
Jehovah
named
Yahweh.
Jehovah Nisi. Ain't that most deaf new name?
Oh, is that his new name?
He got a new name?
He couldn't come back in the United States for a while.
Where was he at?
In Cuba, I think? No, he was somewhere, but he couldn't come back to the United States.
Why?
The Shakur lady.
Oh, either he couldn't go to the country. He got thrown out of a country.
Yaslin Bay.
What?
That's his real name,
ain't it? Yaslin Bay.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was his real name.
His stage name, most of it. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's his real name.
Oh, there's no L in that. It's Yasin.
Yasin. I always liked
him. That's a cute name, Yasin.
I like that name.
He's a good dude. He's a good actor, too.
He actually is a good actor. Man, shut a light on the world.
I like his mouth. He's got a nice
what
mouth.
What is that from?
He got a nice mouth.
What is that from?
I want my people to be free, to be free, to be free. That's
what is that from?
Dad.
Oh, that's his song. Okay. Damn, he's 44. He's older than me.
Shine your light on the world. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that was from that Michael Jordan commercial. You don't remember that?
Nope.
I remember nope.
Y'all old asses don't remember, but baby Justin remember. I mean, he's really not too far behind y'all. So.
It's probably on the commercial he saw because he ain't had no TV time because he didn't pray. He had to turn the TV off like me and Sunset.
Who close behind him? I'm young. I just turned 34.
Oh, yeah.
So how was your Jesus year? Me and Roz.
How was your Jesus year? 33?
Oh, it was straight.
Jesus, you.
He got turned out. He was like, what?
What is that?
Every year is my Jesus.
Okay.